was fine. Tried meditation with a bottle of wine. It's like somebody put a weight on my chest. I should talk to a friend, but I can't get out. When my head is spinning, my stomach is sick. Say I'm in love, so it's hard to admit. I can't eat, I can't sleep. I think you're what's wrong with me.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, that was What's Wrong With Me by Olivia Rodrigo with Robert Smith. We are broadcasting from the unceded Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. This is Katie on your amazing weekly Friday show, Gnome City. And, oh my gosh, I just need to talk about this Olivia Rodrigo album. It just came out last week. On Friday, and I just am so amazed and impressed by it. I love that just having an album where it just tells the story throughout it. It's like just telling the story of her, like from the beginning of her relationship to like after the breakup. I think that's, I don't know, it's so pleasing to have just like such a beautiful narrative arc where you can kind of also predict what's gonna happen. Like, she has really cool musical foreshadowing throughout, and the songs kind of borrow from each other. It's really cool. And this song, What's Wrong With Me, that I just played, like, I've been replaying that so much. I think just having Robert Smith, who's like the singer from The Cure, having him sing the same lyrics as this, like, really emotionally intense young lady. I think she's like in her 20s. Like, I don't know, there's something about having this like older figure like sing these intense words, because I don't know, we don't hear that as much, where normally when someone's older, they're like more settled down in their emotions, they're not as affected, not as intense. And so I think hearing older vocals sing these like intense lyrics just feels so much more brutal. It's like, what hurt you, Robert Smith? Well, we know he's amazing sad man. But, yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to that amazing and really sad song. I think there's, like, I think what hits is that it feels like there's nostalgia coming from Robert Smith, that, like, maybe he's not feeling this intensity now, but he's, like, singing it with Olivia, like, kind of just, like, remembering his youth and, like, just how intense the pain used to feel. But that's, like, just an amazing song. But today, we're the theme is women and violence. I feel like, so I kind of just stumbled across this one song called Yoshime Battles the Pink Robots. And it's about this girl who, like, you know, she's like a black belt in karate, and she's got to battle all the pink robots and protect the city. And I thought, just using a woman as your, like, as this, like, agent of, like, protection and violence was something that I feel like I've never heard before. And I was talking to my dad about this, and he was like, yeah, we got, like, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, but we don't have Bad Bad Lorraine Brown. So this is a show in honor of Bad Bad Lorraine Brown. And, but first, before we get into it, happy Juneteenth. It's, if you're not familiar, Juneteenth is, like, it's more of an American celebration of the emancipation of the slaves. And there's going to be a show, a movie at the Rio tonight playing called The Watermelon Woman. It's at 6 p.m. and it seems really interesting. It's about this like cool lady. She works at a video store and she researches the depiction of black women on film in the 30s and 40s, and the movie is all about her trying to track down this, like, actress that was never credited, which is, like, really common in real life. A lot of, like, black actresses were, like, really important to film at the time, but just not credited. And the specific black woman that the main character Cheryl's looking for is, like, the watermelon woman in the credits. And I actually didn't know, like, this is a tidbit of, like, black American history for you. I didn't know that watermelons were, like, a racist symbol. Like, they started as, like, a symbol of freedom and self-sufficiency after emancipation because it was just, like, an easy crop to grow and sell. But then, obviously, like, white people just made it, like, they, like, exaggerated it and made, like, crazy advertisements to, like, make it into a food that was, like, for people who are unclean. And so I think it's cool. This movie's called Watermelon Woman to kind of, and we're, like, you know, we're discovering the truth behind, like, this actress. And, you know, it's just so cool how media can just distort so much of, like, how we see real people. And yeah, so definitely check out The Rio tonight at 6 p.m., Watermelon Woman. But yeah, we're going to continue on with our lovely day of women and violence with the song Agony Freak by Snail Mail. This is from a new album by Snail Mail called Ricochet. And yeah, like, she's like this really cool girl who plays guitar really well, and like, she's super young and awesome. And I love this song Agony Freak. It's more violence, like, coming from, like, she's fighting this monster, pretty much, that's called the Agony Freak. That's, like, I'd say it's, like, kind of, like, created from her own emotions, and she's just, like, trying to cut at it with a dull knife. And I think, I don't know, there's something really satisfying about it, and the way that it's written, like, they, like, get this creature from the creek, and it reminds me a lot of, like, how girls play when they're young, just, like, getting, like, messy and violent and a little bit disturbing. And I think that's, like, a part of girlhood that, like, people are only recently, like, talking about. Like, when I was a kid, it was, like, oh, like, if you play in the mud and you're a girl, like, you're so different, you're a tomboy. But I feel like that's just every girl does that. So, I really appreciated how she spoke to the creek and the just yucky, weird girls.
Snowbird. Darkness. to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hello, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Gnome City. I'm your host, Katie, and we were just listening to If You Touch Me by Strawberry Punch. And, dude, I love them so much. I put them right after Early Stars by Jae Joon, which is like 90s emo band. And, dude, they go, and If You Touch Me is like a new song, but I feel like it just fits perfectly right next to 90s emo. So I love what they're doing. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and believe it or not, they're also gonna be in Vancouver, or well, they're gonna be here next week on the 26th. We have this thing called Studio 6 at CJSF, where on Fridays at 3, cool bands come over and they play their music live for the radio. So it's streamed live, and then also if you want, you can just come to the radio station and see it happen live. And yeah, it seems like such a cool band. I'm really excited about them. That song, If You Touch Me, is probably my favorite from the album. It's just, dude, that line in the chorus, if you touch me like you care. It's, I don't know. They mastered songwriting with that one. It's just honest and genuine, and I think it's about like just asking for something real that's like can feel shameful, but I think they do it in such a beautiful way, and I think screaming it out, like, it helps with the shame. So Strawberry Punch, you guys, so good, and they'll be here next week, and they're also playing at Green Auto, or they're playing oh no, I forgot to write it down for myself. Oh yeah, they're playing June 25th at Red Gate with Numb Dame and Glitter Bomb. So definitely check out Red Gate on the 25th. And then you can come again here, see them on the 26th. And you'll like be best friends with them by then. And I love the album cover. It's strawberries in tutus and big boots with bows. And they're punching each other. And there's like lace in the background, and dude, I love it. Today is all about women and violence, and they nailed it with the album cover. So next we're gonna be getting into like songs by men about women being violent, and I think it's always interesting just thinking about women as like the muse and how much that's changed through time. And I guess it still shows up as like, because sometimes you'll see just like the objectification of women where there's just like a passive being with no agency, and there's like songs and poems written about that, but we're not talking about that today. We don't even need examples, it's too many. But before we get into these songs, I want to talk about this painting by Renoir, and it's called Diana. She's like a hunter goddess from olden times, I think Greek or Roman, but and this is such a sick painting to me. It's a woman, and she's, like, by a beach, and she has her bow. She's, like, resting on it, like as in her bow and arrow. And she's just very calmly contemplating this dead deer at her feet, and its neck is, like, really, like, grossly distorted, like it's been broken. And she's just so calm about it, and I kind of love just what women bring to violence, just this like serenity and clarity, especially the hunter goddess. And it's like she's naked, but it's like she happens to be naked, like it doesn't feel sexual. Like there, when I bought a Renoir book from like an SFU book sale earlier this year, and I was like looking at it while I was walking through the halls, and my friend saw this painting that I'm talking about right now, this beautiful hunter woman, and he was like, ew, that's perverted. And I was like, no, you're a pervert, because if you see this hunter woman and like don't think she's just radical, then you're not an artist, you don't get it. So shout out to Diana by Renoir. Oh yeah, and in the book, just a little tidbit about Renoir, he had this thing, oh yeah, there was this dude that was like making fun of Renoir, and he was like, oh, like you just paint for fun. And Renoir was like, I don't know why else I would paint. Like, You know, he's just a cool dude and he painted for fun and he loved his life. And yeah, we're going to take that with us. We're going to listen to a song called A Pilot Can at the Queer of God by the Flaming Lips. This one's about a woman who, she has an army, she has helicopters, super epic. And then after that is another one by the Flaming Lips. It's the one that I was talking about at the beginning, Yoshime Battles the Pink Robots. And then we're going to end off our trifecta of men singing about violent women with A Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. And dude, that's such a good song. Well, I'm not going to talk too much about it. No spoilers. But yeah, we're going to start with Pilot Can and the Queer of God.